Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Love was hurt. us are really ready to admit that we are ready to listen. Listen to what? I mean, there's so much noise out there, right? So many things distracting us from that still, small voice. Thank goodness, thank God, thank the goddess for Ricky Byers-Beckwith, who ushered us in tonight on a celestial show with Celeste Morgan. Just singing that prayer of affirmation that I'm ready to listen now. I needed that. I don't know if you needed it, but I needed it for me. I need to say I'm ready to listen. And then guess what? I need to listen. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. You are listening to Ricky Byers-Beckwith. You can find her at rickybb.com. She is a beautiful priestess of agape. Yes, you can find her there. And I am going to tell you the absolute truth tonight. I tell you the truth every night, but there are some nights that just feel extra special. And I feel that way tonight. We're going to do some new things. We're going to shake some things up. As much as I love to share what's coming on my heart, one of my favorite things to do is to give readings. So I have held off from giving myself my weekly reading because I decided that I wanted to share it with you. So we're going to do that tonight. We're going to segment intent our week with the cards I pull fresh at this moment. So let's take a deep breath. I don't know what you went through this week. It feels like the energy was intense. Mercury retrograde is done. Yay! But not really. Don't get too psyched. There's a shadow effect that I keep hearing about. I heard that it was supposed to last through July 26th. So, you know, don't get too cocky with the energy. Respect the planets, and their planets will respect you. And you know during this time with the Mercury retrograde that we were supposed to focus on reviewing, reevaluating, really getting in contact with what's showing up for us and some things that we want to do. You also have a gift of a full moon tomorrow. It's a full moon in Aquarius. Aquarius, open-minded, loving, let the sun shine in. So the things that are not serving you, you get to release tomorrow. So I think it's a beautiful dance. We also have the number 7 running today. Number of mystical power. I'll get more into all of that. But I just want to welcome you and thank you for sharing your Sunday night with me. Have you been keeping up with your path to pleasure? Have you been thinking about the things that light you up and the things that bring you alive? And most importantly, have you been doing it? Because that's the key question tonight. We're going to continue our conversation. But before I get into all of that, beautiful people, I want to thank you. And let's do a little bit of house cleaning. House cleaning, really, Celeste? We're going to do some housekeeping, right? The house is already clean. We're perfect as we are in how we're showing up. So the housekeeping is letting you know about this beautiful network that I'm on that you get to witness. Life Conversations Radio Network. We have some amazing shows. I want to make sure I'm greeting the people that I see, and particularly you beautiful people who come back in the archive. You are absolutely amazing. I really want to thank you because the gift of this time is that this time of technology, right? It's, I'm live right now. But the gift of the moment is you get to come back and listen any time that's right for you. But if you want a live reading, you're going to have to call me at 8 o'clock on Sundays. 347-426-3346 is the number to get your reading with Celeste Morgan. I'm on fire today, and I'll let you know a little bit more about why that is. But I had a beautiful day. It was a day that I did not expect. I mean, can I just start right there? Can I just say, for the record, I experienced things that I did not expect to experience. And I'm so grateful because I know that part of the path to pleasure is for me. Part of the path for me is taking challenges and being on an adventure. So I'm clearly on a She-Rose adventure on the 7 energy running today, okay? So let's get back to the housekeeping. I will share with you all of the stuff that I'm holding back, because I am holding back. Can you feel it? I have had some great experiences and stories, and I've met people, and I want to shout out to all of them, or love out, because we don't shout out on the Life Conversations Radio Network. We love out. But before I do that, let me give some love to my family here. And I want to thank you again, those of you on the phone lines. I see you in the chat room. Thank you for being here. And those in the archives, big old kiss. Welcome home. All right, let's get to it. Are you ready? I know I am. Wow. All right. So, past the pleasures. But before we do that, let's get to Life Conversations Radio Network. And the gift here is I'm a part of a radio family that is really involved in helping people move to their highest vibration. Not a joke. Our main goal is to shift you from where you are to where you want to be. Life Coach today is the head of Life Conversations Radio Network, and he is the wonderful host of the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. You can join him live from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. And you can also find me there. I break down the energy of the day around 1. So if you call in, he'll be the one screening the calls, so make sure you say hi. He's also the one handling the technical parts of my show, and I thank him so much. I don't know what I would do without Life Coach today. He's a dear friend. He's a great teacher, a spiritual leader, and I can see him blushing. Oh, cut it out. Stop blushing. You know
I don't blush.
There he is. Today, hi.
Hi.
I didn't think he would be with me.
Yeah, well, that carrot was very tempting, so I had to bite it, you know.
Oh, my. Do you know I have a crush on Bugs Bunny?
No, I do now. I know now.
Do you know Bugs Bunny? I mean, I don't mean to ask you these questions. It's just that
I am rolling my eyes at you.
It's just the day. Come on, let's tell the truth, though, dude. I mean, you've traveled all
around
the
world.
Bunny,
those are universal characters. Tom and Jerry. You know, there's something Scooby-Doo. They're universal characters, you know. So
okay,
that's
I don't
why
know,
I'm
man.
Really
I don't
yeah,
know.
Well,
I mean, you went from London to
you need to get out of America
Georgia?
A little bit. You need to get out of America so you can understand what's going on the rest of the world. Okay, I'm done.
And family in D.C., we would call that a Joan. And two snaps up. Ow. Yes, I do need
well,
to.
Well, where I live is not a Joan.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Oh. Okay, all right, you can go now.
I'm out. Bye. I'm gone.
You don't get to come on my show and cut me up. Did you hear him? It's a good thing I'm evolved.
After all that compliment you gave, I came here.
I know, right?
Just act a fool. Well, actually, no.
And that's why I love you, because you show up. No, to travel.
Yeah, okay. Let me be a spiritual teacher. Yes, I do know Bugs Bunny. Yes. It's that Disney character, isn't it? Yes.
Disney? See, that's where you're wrong. It's Warner Brothers. Moving on.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye. He don't love Bugs like I do. All right. Yeah, that's my family on Life Conversations Radio Network. And I want to tell you about the other hosts. It would be funny if they all called in, because that would be funny. Because they're all a riot. But hey, we have everything you need right here We have Ambassa Safira with the poly experience, and she wants to know, have you played with yourself today? Have you? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? Well, if not, you can join her on the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Tune in to a new frequency where together you will discover your new blueprint for releasing stress and loving yourself completely. Ambassa shares unfiltered truths, pure wisdom, and a smorgasbord of laughter to infuse your lifestyle with strings of wholeness. Left Coach Day threw me off. See, I had a flow, and then he jumped in here and messed me up. Yeah, I'm blaming you. And you, I dare you to jump back in and say something about it. And then, if you can't get enough of Life Coach Today, you can catch him, besides his show, on the Outside Coach Today radio show. He joins Lisa Iverson on the last Wednesday of the month, where together they tap into the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints that may still be influencing your life today. You can open your heart and mind to how the family, soul's universal laws of love around belonging, balance, and justice connect all of us to one another. And then you can join me on a celestial show with Celeste Morgan at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern every Sunday. This is a place and space to take an interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you through the use of introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards. I weave stories using numbers, cards, music, books, and movies to provide you with a new outlook to experience the best in your life when you join me on Sunday night. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, or you can post your questions on Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page, and come closer. I really want to get these numbers up on my fan like page. You like me, don't you? Don't you? Well, if you like me, like my page, and then go tell all your friends about it so they can like my page too. I'm steady at 74. And I want more. So can you help me with that? Please. All right. So to find out about what's going on at Life Conversations Radio Network, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, where you can find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. And the one thing that I forgot to tell you is we have a master astrologer, Mark Hudson, from 1-2 House, is joining Life Coach Day tomorrow. And for longer, and gets further in the week, Reverend Deborah Johnson of Inner Light Ministries is also joining Life Coach Today for a sacred conversation. You definitely want to catch that. And on Ambassa Show, I do believe Life Coach Today will be appearing for a third time, sharing about how you can have more fun in this summertime. Yeah, I did that. Because you know what? What's the point of having a radio show if you can't be yourself and have some fun, right? I'm going to tell you why I'm cutting up so much. I read something today, and it made me really pause. And I want to read it to all of you. You know, Facebook, that's our new news. but I got this, and I've read this, right? And I want to help you. I want to get your opinion about it, all right? So C. Joy Belsey wrote the following. I'm taking a deep breath. It's not dead air. I'm just really capturing this moment for you and myself so I can read it with no attitude. Ooh, there I go, trying to prejudice you. Okay. Are you ready? Here it goes. Inside every woman is a crazy girl. And we all know what I'm talking about. That part of you that is entangled with insecurities, fears, and absolute insanity. The art of femininity lies in the molding, pounding, and defeating of that crazy girl on a daily basis. Look at any woman, and you're looking at a woman fighting a daily battle, wielding her weapons in war every day. I have said it before, and I'll say it again. It is never easy being a woman. And if we could only pound that crazy, insecure girl out of ourselves, it would make such a difference. Really? You leave my crazy girl alone. I have finally learned to love and respect her, and I want to help you do that too. Because we're going to continue our conversation on the path of pleasures, path to pleasures. But I'm going to tell you from personal experience. I am not getting there by beating my crazy girl up. I love her. She has an A. And I understand where it's coming from because I was a part of that, in that army too, where there was parts of myself that I didn't want to show. And I remember talking to the people that I most loved, like when I had my moments. You know, I'm an intuitive reader, right? I'm an intuitive reader. Not only am I an intuitive reader, but I hear things, I see things, things flash. So I spent most of my life trying to, oh, don't let me do that. Can I just do that in public? Oh, God, you know? And I didn't really get to experience love as freedom until somebody told me that that was okay. That how I was okay. The key was about balance and blending that energy. You know, before Life Coach Today was my producer on a radio show and me as his co-producer, he was my life coach. You know, I mean, I was a listener on his show, and I really enjoyed it. And I want to share this with you because I know that this was a big part of the work that we did before we actually started to work on other things with my purpose and my mission. But the one thing that man had to do was to get to love, was to get me to love all of me. So when I read these words about pounding that crazy girl, that's what we did together, to not pound her, but to love her. Any other way of performing or being in this world is spiritual abuse, kind of past the pleasure, deeper past the pleasure are we going to get to if we're dealing with energy that speaks of fighting a daily battle of molding, pounding, and defeating that crazy girl on a daily basis. That crazy girl's got gifts for you, and she's not crazy. It's probably your inner child who's decided that she's tired or he's tired of taking too much of your junk that you haven't been willing to deal with. If there's anything imbalanced from this walk, it's about not allowing all of ourselves to be free. You know, at some point, you know, when we resist so much of who we naturally are, stuff's going to come up that you're not going to like. And that's really the gift of the universe basically saying to us that there are lessons that we need to learn. If there are insecurities showing up, that doesn't mean you're crazy. It means there's a place you need to look. I feel so much better with the walk that I've done with Life Coach Today. And if you are in need of needing to free that part of yourself, I can say from a personal experience, he's the one that you really want to go to. Because I wouldn't be on this show right now. I wouldn't even be doing this show had we not learned how to embrace those parts of myself that I tried to separate. Now I'm consciously aware of blending, integration. So I'm not trying to beat up on C. Joy Bell C. I'm sure that this comes from a place of work that she's doing. But, you know, hey, when you put it on Facebook, it's out there, so I get to speak on it. And so what I'm saying to you is, what if instead of molding, pounding, and defeating that crazy girl, we invite her to the table tonight for a conversation? Because she's probably the guidepost to lead you to your path to pleasure. And I want to do a deeper walk tonight. So you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, embracing all of the energy that's running in, particularly since we have a number 7 that's running tonight. You're welcome to join me. I'm so happy to give you a reading and to pull Mother Peace tarot cards for you. I see some people here that I don't usually know. Hello, Lillian Yang in the chat room. Emily Tracy Ann Miller. It is such a pleasure being here with you. And my cat, Cleo. Thank you for being here. That is wonderful. My cat, Cleo, likes to talk every once in a while. Don't mind her. She just likes to get her 2 cents in. And I'm just going to see. I understand that I have a listener waiting. And before I go any deeper, I'm so happy to take the listener's call. After I take a break, of course. So, I want you to get some water. I want you to hug your inner crazy girl, cray cray, as the young kids like to say. And we'll come back and we'll do a reading, okay? So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
To get more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I understand Lisa from Massachusetts is looking forward to getting a reading. So let's bring her on real quick. Hello, Miss Lisa. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am doing wonderful tonight.
And I want to say hello to your cat, too.
Oh, thank you. Cleo, where are you?
Cleo, yes.
Thank you for speaking to Cleo. She doesn't like to be ignored as my show.
Oh, I know that. I know. She was truly letting us know, hey, I'm here.
I know. Got to respect the four-legged ones. They're often smarter
yes, we
than
do.
The two-legged ones.
Yes, we do. They come with some beautiful messages.
Don't they, though?
Yes,
yeah. I agree. See, we're already of like mind, Lisa. I can't wait to read for you. So, you would like a reading around work?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Really? Oh, please. There's so much I can read from that, Lisa. Okay. All is well, sister. All is well. Yeah, it's my pleasure to read for you. I'm using the Mother Peace Tarot deck, Lisa, and they are circular. I don't know if you're familiar with it. They feature women of different cultures. And it's a really powerful, gentle message. So I am going to do a three-card spread for you,
okay,
sister. Let's see what we get, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Interesting. Yes, indeed. Okay. All right, Lisa. Oh, I wish you could see them. I wish you were in front of me. I want you to close your eyes and take in what I'm about to share with you, okay?
Okay.
I have an African young woman, and she is channeling, literally, an ancestor from the other side.
Wow.
She has enough energy to understand that there are some things that we can't make for ourselves, that we can't figure out for ourselves.
Mm.
So bless her heart, she's asking for help.
Mm,
could be
oh my God.
In this very moment. Okay?
Yes.
So I see two naked women on these cards. Now, nudity in tarot means unconditional love and acceptance for yourself.
Yes.
So this is about a complete release with this full moon and Aquarius energy that we're moving into tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
The colors are yellow and red. Red for security from the first chakra, the root chakra. Thank you, Cleo. And yellow for power. I know. Thank you, Cleo. Okay. Glad you agree with me. Yellow for power. Solar navel plexus. Okay. It's confirmation from the animal world. And the power and the security is what makes fire. It's the two of wands. Two is about the duality of oneness. It's about blending and belonging. Wands is fire. So to really get in touch with the answer, you need to ask yourself. Your ancestors are clearly around you, okay?
Okay.
I want you to claim that. This is absolutely upright. This is one of my favorite cards. I love to see the young woman and the older woman in a thought bubble, both feet on a stick, creating fire, okay?
Wow.
So this is about creating a passion for yourself. And then we have a four of cups. Here we have another nude person of European descent. But the four of cups shows up to speak about disappointment and grief and needing to let go of something.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Now, the other card that's showing up for you is another fire card. It's the five of wands. And the five in tarot is about challenge, change, and freedom. It's to the right, and when this card shows up, it's really about, and remember, I'm talking about Mother Peace Tarot. So we have a group of African women who are fighting for positions of power. There is one woman, it's to the right, so it's intensity about it. So there's one woman who holds the key to the power right now, and I see a phoenix, and I see a sphinx. And these other sisters around her are contesting her place right now.
Wow.
Okay? Wow. It's to the right. So the question is, are you, Lisa, tapping into your ancestral messages? Is the work, are you looking for work, or are you involved in a job right now that might feel like a little bit of a hostile environment?
Actually, I'm looking for work. But I will tell you, this spread is actually, I mean, it's truly speaking to me, because I feel that I am that young African woman that is in that bubble with my ancestors. I'm going through some challenges, with my mother.
Really?
Yes. Yes, and it's that fighting. Now to me it's like I have to stand in my power. I have to stand in who I am, and be firm in who I am, and that.
Yeah.
And I feel that my mother challenges that.
This is
wants
intense.
To control that. Wants to control that aspect of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I have to, it's almost like I have to take myself back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fighting for myself.
And it is really clear. So the question that I would ask you in this full moon energy that's coming up tomorrow is then, Lisa, what do you need to let go of?
I need to let go of the fact that I cannot change anyone.
Mm-hmm.
In trying to change it so that it kind of fits, so that it's okay with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to let go of that they are who they are.
Yes.
And accept them for who they are.
Wow. And in the process of accepting them for who they are you able to accept you? Are you able to see the little girl trying to make the fire at the beginning of the process with this ancestor? Like, how do I make this? How do I create my passion? Because it's a question around work. Mm. But I'm wondering if you're experiencing some blockage because your psychic energy is caught up in this internal battle that you're having.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I want to break free. I want to break free, and I feel like I'm turning to the ancestors to get the answers as to, you know, what do I do? What do I do with my mother? Because with anyone else in my life, it's very easy for me to disconnect. It was very easy for me to turn and go away, but with my mother, it's been difficult for me to do that because I love my mother.
Of course.
But I don't want to be around this energy any longer, and even that
and
means me turning away and walking away from her.
Mm-hmm. That's what I see. I see a person who is trying to get from one part of the beach to the other, but it's with great loss. It's with disappointment and grief.
Yes, yes. And that is because I have to cut these ties because it has held me back for a long time, and I cannot be what my mother wants me to be. I can't. I have to be who I am, and I have to accept me.
Yes.
All of me.
Oh, Lisa. And what's the verb right now in this moment? Who does Lisa want to be?
I want to be this courageous woman who steps forward no matter what people say, no matter what the naysayers say, no matter what. I want to take these shackles off of me.
Girl, you know I just heard the song, right?
I'm sorry?
I just heard a song. Taking shackles off of my feet, I need to dance. So the question
is Mary, Mary, yes.
Yes.
My favorite song.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So let me ask you, is there anything that you're running from right now? I know what you want to face, but is there anything that you're running from right now?
Running from? I'm actually running from, I want to get away from that energy, that disapproving energy that looks at me and tells me, you don't measure up. You don't exist. I'm going to ignore you. You're invisible to me. That's what I want to get away from, because I've been looking at that all my life.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not enough and would never be enough. You don't exist. I feel like, you know, I'm a shadow. And I don't deserve to even exist.
Now, how easy is it for you to work, to find work, when you're feeling that energy of feeling like you're not enough? And what kind of work are we talking about? I get, you know, I'm just going to go out on a limb real quick, but I'm feeling like you feel like someone who's creative, someone who is artistic.
Yes.
What kind of work are you involved with?
Actually, I am very creative, and eventually I want to have my own business. I want to create healing jewelry.
Oh.
Yes. And I'm I feel very passionate and very, very strong about it. And I believe, I have no doubt in my mind, I have no doubt that once I get out from under this, it will be a reality for me.
And you'll be free.
Yes.
Create
because,
that healing jewelry.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, Miss Lisa.
Yes.
What a gift of vulnerability that you've given us. And there is no better time than now to start.
Yes. Absolutely. Oh. But, you know, again, I need to let go.
Mm-hmm.
I need to let go of this relationship with my mother. I really do. And stop feeling guilty about the fact that I have to let it go if I want to save me. And right now, it is about me. I have to let it go and detach from it.
If the relationship is not healthy, regardless.
It's not healthy.
Okay, and you're clear about that.
Oh, I'm very clear. It's not healthy. It hasn't changed in 30-something years.
All right.
And I carry the guilt that it was something that I was doing. It was, you know, I caused this. It was all about me, and I had to really take a step back and say, you know what? I didn't do this. Why am I carrying someone else's cross? This is not my cross to bear. And it really isn't. It really isn't.
But I wonder if there's a sacred lesson that the both of you need to learn from each other in this moment. Because, you know, they say that we don't choose our parents.
Mm.
Well, wait. We choose our parents.
Yeah.
Right. Let me flip that. We choose our parents.
Yes.
That we came here with a divine purpose to experience things as spiritual beings, having human experiences.
Mm.
So while I will agree with you that I want you to take care of yourself, I would also challenge you that perhaps there's a way to have it all by choosing to live your life, Lisa's life, as Lisa wants to live it.
Yes.
And to get into more communication with Mom when you're ready.
Because that to me, when I'm ready, because right now, you know, I really don't want to be in communication with her, because I feel that I'm I just have some emotions and feelings that I need to work out. And, you know, I have
to accept.
And how
are you doing that? Do you, you know, I just want to make sure, because we're mm-hmm. getting close to the wire, and I want to make sure mm-hmm. that Lisa has the support to do this big work that she's about to go into before she gets yeah. into her work. So
exactly.
what kind of support, Lisa, do you have to navigate this walk?
Mm.
Do you have a coach? Is there a minister? Is there a therapist?
I have a really good friend who is very objective.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of this has come up. The reason why a lot of this has come up is because I've been able to actually open up and talk to her. And I haven't done that in a long time. So a lot of feelings are coming up now. A lot of emotion. And yes, and there's some anger. And there's some disappointment. A lot of that is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And it started to open up when I started to speak with her.
And
she's a great sounding board. She's an excellent sounding board.
Excellent.
Yes. Because it has
okay.
to be done. If not, I just don't feel that I will be able to move forward in the life that I want for myself. Because I can't be in the energy anymore. It just doesn't feel right to me, and it takes a while for me to be balanced once I'm around my mother's energy. Once you get that feeling that, you know, hey, you know what? It's just not good. It's just not a good energy that a child, yes, I'm her child, should be feeling from a parent.
Mm-hmm.
It's not healthy.
And there are times when in our lives that we will have to parent ourselves.
Yeah.
That's a reality. And I'm not trying to give you, you know, Brady Bunch.
I know,
you know
what you're saying, honey. I know what you're saying. And that's the reality,
you know,
that I have. That's what I have to deal with. That's what I have to let go of. I have to let go of wanting the relationship, wanting a mom that I can go talk to, just wanting to be in the presence of someone that when they look at you, you feel love from them. You feel accepted from them. And I haven't felt that since I was a kid. And like a kid, like a child, you want that so badly. You want the approval of your parent, and I have to give that up.
Do you approve of yourself?
Yeah, I do. I do.
You sure?
Yeah, I do.
And what about forgiveness, self-forgiveness?
That's part of what that's part of what is coming up for me. Is forgiving myself for wanting that from my parent, from my mother,
mm.
and
oh,
not getting it.
You know what? You don't have to forgive yourself for that, sweetie. I want to free you from that right now.
Okay.
It's only natural to want to be loved and supported and to feel mm-hmm. secure from your parents. That's a natural response.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
You don't need to feel guilty about that. But I want to make sure that Lisa is taking care of Lisa for any time, you know, and for whatever, whether, you know, they say that real forgiveness starts with self-forgiveness, you know.
Exactly.
At some point, you can focus on your mom, but
exactly.
I want you to think about those places where you need to forgive yourself for whatever has occurred.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, this is a journey. I mean, this is a serious journey. And
it is.
The cards are speaking to you about ancestral help. The
yeah.
cards are speaking to you about letting go, being on a grief walk, and dealing
yes.
with disappointment, and being able to face challenges.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And we've got the gift of understanding that you create healing jewelry.
Yes.
Probably starting with yourself. What
mm-hmm.
action can you take right now? Or tomorrow, you know, whatever it comes up. What action can you take right now, Lisa, to make some movement in this area that you feel like you can breathe?
You know, actually, I'm going to start figuring out a name that I want to call my business. and start actually getting business cards together. That
right.
to me, yeah. Doing logos, yeah. Looking at what type of jewelry that I want, and looking at gemstones, and even taking a course in jewelry making.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is something that I really want to do. And I know that, like I said, I have no doubt it's going to go. But before I could even move forward, I have to take care of this.
Hey, here's what I recommend. How about you make those viable steps that you're talking about right now
mm-hmm.
to create the energy?
Okay.
To say to the universe, I am ready for this work. I'm ready for my sacred purpose.
Okay.
I say don't put it on hold.
Yeah, you're right, yes.
Make one step. One
okay.
step. Even if it's tonight. Even if it's tonight you researching what's the healing properties of an amethyst. What's the
yeah.
healing properties of an emerald. Because
yeah.
there are a lot of people, and I know we're coming close to the wire, because a lot of people don't know that gems have sacred messages for all of us.
Absolutely.
Like, if you look up tonight, that might be just for you.
Yes.
And I'm getting a message to ask you to look up your own birthstone as a way to saying yes to your healing energy. Do you know the healing properties of your own birthstone?
No, but I know it's a diamond.
Diamonds are connected to Aries.
And I'm an Aries.
Shine bright like a diamond. That's your song. You're also in a diamond year, which is number 6. You're an Aries. The Aries birthstone is diamonds. That's not even my forte, Lisa. You see what you're waking up in me? So I want you to look at the healing properties of the diamond, and I want you to tap into that energy as you start to work on your business cards, you start to do your research,
yes.
and then you could do it with your mom. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Oh, my beautiful sister.
Thank you so much.
I'm grateful that you called me tonight. You know what? The song is dedicated to you, Lisa. Don't you hang with that song.
I won't.
All of your sisters.
Thank you.
I love you so much. Call me back on next Sunday and let me know how it goes, okay?
I sure will. Thank you and many blessings.
Many blessings to you too, Lisa. Wow, family, what a journey we went on. Deeper past the pleasure, connecting deeply with your pain, your challenges, and being able to show up in all your vulnerability to receive a special gift. Indeed. Make sure you join Life Coaching Day tomorrow. I'll be there with him. Mark Huston will be in the house. Pat John Stringer underneath me. Sub John, my boy, state of man. I think you can find them at stateofman.com. Swallow your fears. We're going to continue this conversation. I didn't get to give you your 3-card draw, but I hope you receive Lisa's reading. It's a powerful message for what you need to do. We'll do it next week. All is well. Have a good night. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself.
hold you back from living life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.